This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association Policy Division Chair Gene Copenhaver recently met with House Speaker Mike Johnson to discuss the Farm Bill. We will hear from Gene Copenhaver about the prospects of a new Farm Bill in 2024 next.
There I was, driving along, when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides, every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma, and always read and follow label directions.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association Policy Division Chair, Gene Copenhaver, recently met with House Speaker Mike Johnson to discuss the Farm Bill. Copenhaver says Johnson was hopeful on the prospects for a new Farm Bill after the old bill expired last September and was extended 1 year.
He told us some things that, enlighten us on the Farm Bill, too. It might be sooner than later than what we thought before.
House Ag Chair G.T. Thompson has stated that he may try to start committee Farm Bill action in March, despite lawmakers potentially still working on spending bills under a proposed new timeline. Copenhaver tells the NCBA's Beltway Beef podcast that he also had some Farm Bill messages for Speaker Johnson.
Keeping the animal rights groups out of the Farm Bill, be very cautious about that, and make sure keep Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack honest about what he's doing, and not be on an agenda that wouldn't be good for agriculture, wouldn't be good for any type of commodity.
NCBA and other farm groups have had several disagreements with Ag Secretary Vilsack on market regulation, biofuel, and SNAP issues, while other Farm Bill topics could see more agreement between the two parties.
Number one, conservation. We want to continue to have these conservation programs. You know, the farmers are the original conservationists, and we need to remember that. Risk management, how popular the LRP program has become and how valuable an asset it is for our producers. And the third thing is, in 2018 Farm Bill, we set up the vaccine bank, and we need to get continued funding for that for disease preparedness in the future.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.